At this time, I'd like to ask some of our younger ones to come forward for a children's message. I will do it. I'll ask Polly to assist me. Come on up here, and I will gladly share a little short message with you today. So good to have y'all with us today. In just a moment, I'm going to have Polly to hand out a couple of bulletins, because the bulletins contain the message for today. Good to see you, Hannah and Sam. So good to see y'all. One of the things that Jesus instructed the disciples to do before he went back into heaven was to make disciples of all nations and to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we do. From time to time we have baptisms and we baptize persons in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And that's called the Trinity. On the bulletin cover, you will see some pictures. First of all, you'll see three circles in the middle of the big circle. Do you see the one on the top? That's the symbol of God the Father. That is the symbol of God the Father. And you can also see that there are Hebrew letters in there that speak of his name, Yahweh. And then down here, the Aramaic name of God, Abba. So God the Father is represented by that image. And then down here, do you see the Lamb? Yep. The Lamb? And that is the symbol of Jesus, because John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Now, something special about this Lamb, the Lamb has a flag. Do you see the flag? The flag is the victory sign of the resurrection. Now, over here, the third little circle down here, what do you think that is? If this is God the Father and this is God the Son, then who is this?
The birdie.
The birdie? Yep, that's the birdie. And we have a more theological name for that. And it's God the Holy Spirit, or God the Holy Birdie. So we have the Trinity here. We have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But listen, this is very, very important. Hey, listen up. But God is one. There is unity here because, you see, it's all within that bigger circle. So what that means is this: one God. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but one God. The three in one. And if you understand that, let me know, because I don't quite understand it myself. But this is what we believe. We believe in a big God. The mystery of God the Father, Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And we do ministry in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are blessed by our dismissal that we're going to have today, when I will give a dismissal. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. We're going to finish this service today with a special blessing. And we're actually going to have anointing with oil, and we will bless people in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us have a prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you that you are a big God with a capital G. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Help us to understand that while we cannot fully comprehend you, you know who we are, and you love us, you forgive us, and you sustain us. And you would desire us, Lord, to receive the gifts you have for us today. Help us to teach these children that they are indeed your children. Before they were ours, they are yours. Help us to teach these children and help us to learn from them. And bless their families today. Thank you especially for each one and their family. In Jesus' name, amen.